Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life in your style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Good evening, good evening. We hope you're all live with us tonight. And if not, we're thanking you for checking us after hours and with the all of our shows on demand. Scoot up your chair to the dining room table here. We're going to be doing some stuff at the Transformation Cafe. And tonight we have a guest chef with us, Ms. Darshini. Let's go ahead and greet all our regulars here at the table before we dive in on the conversation here. Ms. Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing fantastic, and I am so glad to be here at the cafe with you.
Well, you know what? It's been a little while since you've been able to, you know, get past those valet guys and make sure that you can actually come up to the table. I don't know. Sometimes it's really hard to get that car parked. So we thank you for being able to be here tonight. It's so glad to have you here. And Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
No, Mr. Jamie's doing pretty good.
That's excellent. You want to tell everybody a little bit about who you are?
Mr. Jamie Trujillo, a friend of Robin's from way back when, high school. I'm currently own a tattoo shop in Seattle, Washington called Chromo. I'm a tattoo artist. And I like to think I help people with their psychic armor.
Yeah, there you
right?
go. So if any,
okay.
Yes, absolutely. So if there's anybody out there who just wants to have some creative expertise by Mr. Jamie, give him a call in Seattle. Tonight, we have a guest chef with us. It is Darshini in Spirit. She's an internationally renowned claircognitive, which is a medium, a psychic clairvoyant, a clairsentient, clairaudio, and much more too. This girl, she just reads it all. It's just amazing. She's a spiritual teacher and spiritual guide. And she's also does all kinds of international radio shows, appears on TV, motivational and empowerment speaker. She's also a futurist, and she also teaches over 70 unique live classes every year. And you can watch all kinds of wonderful things that she's very generous on her YouTube lessons. Go to YouTube lessons/2012predictions/ It's Darshini in Spirit. And they're really wonderful. So if you guys want to get into some wonderful YouTubes, please check her out. And you can also go to Darshini with a space in spirit at yahoo.com. So, hey, Ms. Darshini, how are you?
Yeah, hi. And actually, just a bit of correction. It's actually Darshini_in_spirit@yahoo.com. I know it's
okay.
A bit, I do apologize. That was a kind of a print thing I should have really
addressed. Oh, okay, because it's actually, the whole thing looks like it's underlined. So that's the reason why I thought there was just a space. So it's underscore.
It's okay.
But you know what? You can put just Darshini out there and it just comes right up. Because I've done before with YouTube. So it's just very, very cool. So I had the pleasure of meeting, a couple of some of the diners here at the cafe had been telling me, oh, you need to meet Darshini, you need to meet Darshini. And Darshini had gotten my phone number. And it's just time. It's just time for Darshini and I to get to know each other. And I'm so glad she's able to be here. I'm just thrilled to have her as our guest chef. And so Darshini, is there anything just at the beginning that you'd like to just say to our listeners?
Well, thank you for having me on your, visiting your cafe, actually.
Yeah, we're so glad you're here.
Yeah, it's such an incredible premise, and it's just, you feel more relaxed, and it's not like a regular radio show. It's far more.
Well, we're waiting for the appetizers to come, and we're going to have hopefully a pitcher of sangria. So there you go. That's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, well, slide it down my way. I don't mind. So, yeah, it's just, just a busy bee here, but open to any questions as much as I can, and just to know that I'm, as you know, Robin, I'm brutally honest, and Gloria, know that I'm very brutally honest. I don't mess around. It's a kind of English trait, And I was raised in London, but not actually born there, born in Sri Lanka, and living in America for nearly 32 years. So a bit mixed up, but eventually somewhere around in California here.
Oh, you know what? And it's all for the highest good, and there's a reason for everything. So that's all cool.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So could you tell everybody a little bit about the YouTube? And she's got this wonderful review of some predictions that she'd made earlier this year about weather predictions and things like that. You can actually go back and see some of the things that you had been reviewing with the one particular YouTube that you've got out there.
Oh, yes, sure. Actually, it was on... I had a feeling that people needed, and any of these predictions that I did for 2012, a lot of even children were coming up to me and really fearful that their parents were going to die in a horrible way because all these ridiculous films that were coming out of Hollywood and, you know, and other places, that there was going to be a huge catastrophe. So it was that's what started actually the book that I'm writing. But so I decided to do a 2012 prediction video, set of four actually, it broke out to, and I uploaded it on the 31st of December. Now, ever since then, yes, nearly everything has come true, unfortunately. There's like F4 and F5 tornadoes. That's actually I predicted last year, and it did happen, unfortunately. But I what I call them cluster tornadoes. They're not isolated. They're in clusters.
That's been amazing. That's been so amazing to see that,
Unfortunately, again, and these were really horrific ones. They've increased, which is what I told them. And even the belt, I don't know if anybody out there has been following about the tornado alley. And I had predicted 2 years before that the actual tornado alley is expanding more towards the East Coast. And, of course, that's why we're having far more in near the East Coast cities. Regarding flooding, I mean, obviously there's going to be normal floods, unfortunately, because of snow. And I said there would be late winter in certain areas where there would be late snowstorms. And on the February 28th, there was, unfortunately, a huge snowstorm. Colorado was actually had the worst snowstorm from 200 years. Flooding there too, and fires, I'm afraid. So there was a lot of all of that too. Then, if anybody was really interested, it's really in four, and it's in different sections. Like I cover the, you know, the snow first, and then, in other words, the winter, the flood, and also other categories like hurricanes and weather forecasts. And I obviously predicted all these heat waves, and I said it will be hitting. Exceeding or by minimum 1 to 3 points above all the breaking records like you've never seen before. And, of course, we've experienced that in the last 2 months. And we're going to experience more. So I actually did an update to that, which is called True Predictions. But the main one was uploaded on December 31st. And it just hit, just went over 74,000 hits at the moment. So people, I guess, are looking at it, and of course you get those odd ones that, you know, are you?
Well, it just seems like it's the weather is definitely something where people can say, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore, and we're definitely having, you know, there are shifts going on the planet, and it's definitely wake up calls for people to not think we've got a status quo out going on. That's for sure.
Well, they want to bury their head in the sand. That's fine, but it's not to do with. It's really an energy shift, and that's what the book's about. It's really an explanation of what's going on. That, you know, if I didn't say it in the lecture that you saw, but basically I did say that if I really do see that we are going to survive after 2012, we are into 2013, and if I'm wrong, I'm going to be dead, so I'm not going to worry about it. So it's not going to be an issue. So,
well, it's kind of like these people who have credit cards to go past 2012. You're like, okay.
Exactly.
These credit cards may not matter after all. That's okay.
Well, you know, and you're going to get a lot of other people.
Do you know if Las Vegas or anybody is taking odds on that date in December?
Oh, you know they are. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Of course they are.
Anything they can vote, anything
website,
they can bid on, yeah.
Is there
a
website that it has a countdown or people comment?
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know, probably, right?
Yeah. I believe... I think they started it last year, quite frankly.
Right,
and of
right.
course, they're going to have big beds. And these are obviously, you know, underground, most of them, the big ones are. And, you know, all these stupid little beds of what's going to happen. But I know that I've been kind of pretty accurate on certain things. Yes, I've not exactly been wrong, but the certain things haven't come true. But yes, quite frankly, everything's on the energy. I'm here to be proactive, and that's the only reason why I uploaded those. And I'm not too sure I'll be doing it for next year, but basically not because we're not going to be here. I don't know about that. But in other words, I don't want to be really feeding into the frenzy of predictions all the time. But basically, it was uploaded for you to be, especially in the earthquake where we are in California, is to be proactive. And I don't know if you even know it, but we experienced a 5.2 and a 5.3 just off the coast up north here in Northern California. So about 2 days ago or something.
Mm.
So we are experiencing far more earthquakes. But it's not only a transformation of dimensions, which is what I believe, and that's why this huge shift that we're experiencing. But we're also, in conjunction with that, experiencing a huge terraformer of the planet. And that is why we are seeing the Ring of Fire being more active. Other places that never haven't had earthquakes for years, I mean, not even that, more than that, decades, like I had predicted Australia. And, of course, the comments that I deleted them. I shouldn't have. I wish I hadn't. But it's so derogatory. Are you crazy? You know, you don't know Australia has never had an earthquake. And, of course, since about 8 to 10 weeks ago, they've been experiencing a lot of earthquakes, currently at about, standing at about 23 earthquakes at the moment active. So, you know, it's just one of those shifts. They don't understand that they'll only believe what they want to believe on one level. And two, which kind of gets me annoyed, is that only if they see it on TV or whatever, internet, will they believe in it. So they, in other words, these are the logics around us. And they don't really see that the planet is in an actual transformation in itself. Sorry, I have to get on my little soapbox there.
You go ahead, girl. We'll give you another box. You can stand on top of that one too. Okay. Yeah, we've got lots of boxes. We can just like we'll get them from the back and we'll have the bus guys, you know, bring it out first. So
okay.
I have a question on when you're focusing on that, do you just have like a general question and ask spirit what, you know, in the weather, go ahead.
Okay. I do it. I'm not I know a lot of people, and this is how I've always operated, so I can't really speak for other people. All I know is they go through guides or spirits or whatever. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
How I do it is I literally, it's like a radar. So if somebody asks me a question, I literally go out and I literally view it. So I literally send my energy or my, it's like a cord, but it's not a physical cord. But literally, I shoot out the energy into another dimension, future, backwards. You know, that's why when I do readings, I go backwards in people's lives first because they need to know that I've connected, and I'm pretty accurate on that. So because of that, it's more of a totally different reading than or prediction or whatever you wanted, you know, whatever the service is and the help, that it is. That's why the accuracy is totally different. So, and it depends on the person what they want to do, especially if they, you know, the future is tenable. You know, I don't care who is it out there, but we're not allowed to tell you what to do. That's going against a kind of unwritten law. It is your life, not our life. Now, when I do a reading and then certain guides come in, and these are your people who have, and that's when the mediumship comes in. Is when people come in, and these are people who guide you, and that's part of that candle lesson, then they give messages. Yes, then I do talk to them and relay in the messages. But most of the time, no. I just see what the future is, and a lot of people don't understand that because they're still trying to put me in a box and saying, no, you have to go through a guide. And I said, if I knew if I was going through a guide, I would know it, but I don't.
Yeah, it was really fun because when... when I was having my reading with her, Sheenie, I had one of our regular diners, Kathy Elliott, was with me, and we had a reading together for a little while, and it was really cute because at one point, Sheenie was just like, well, I can't tell you. You can ask me questions, but I can't tell you. I kind of felt like I was on Jeopardy or something. Okay, let me put this in a form of a question.
You want all the answers?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, start asking me questions because I can't just tell you. We're like, okay.
Sometimes, you know, and I get around that sometimes, Robin, by trying to.
Yes, you did. Yeah. He was really cute about it.
Because it's difficult. I want to help you, but I'm not allowed to give it to you because otherwise, again, we're leading your life. And you're meant to go into your own growth spurt and your growth cycle and have these incredible discoveries and this incredible life. The bottom line is they just want you to be happy. And they're trying their best to lead you there to what your ultimate happiness is. And it's just aggravating when you see these people. Every single person I read has this incredible ability to achieve everything they can be and want to be and get anything they want. But they're just, we're all lost in a fog. You know, nobody's perception.
Yeah. So it was really humorous and just kind of fun in a way because after a while we were like, okay, let's think of another question we can ask. Okay. And at the beginning, she was really generous, and she just said, okay, well, let me just focus on you, Rob, and we're going to go back in your past. And she started giving me simple math problems, and she's like, okay, where were you 22, you know, where were you 22 years ago? And I'm like, oh, heck, well, give me a piece of paper. I got to figure out how old I was. I don't even know, man.
Well, you're not going there. A lot of people get confused because they're visual, so they need that, you know, and that is very important. When I go backwards to a new person only, it is crucial, and I think you know that now, Robin.
Yeah, I do.
You know, there are certain times that shifted us so drastically, and it doesn't need to be a drastic event or a horrible event, but it is an event that has made us who we are now and has shifted us. And that has to be not only acknowledged, but it is important for where you are when I read you, because that has an impact regarding where you are going to go. So there has to be a certain amount of review. So other than knowing also a confirmation that you know I'm connected with some, you know, you, or and that I know I've connected. So it's very important.
And then, you know, it just kind of goes back to the, you know, when it's that hindsight of, like, looking at something in one part of your life thinking, oh, gosh, that was really a challenging point in my life. But yet, like you're saying, running that to where you are now, you look at the blessings of that and say, wow, that was really such an amazing event in my life to put me where I am now in my perspectives. It's just that much more of something you can really appreciate. Yeah, you can see the gift in it instead of just saying, wow, that really sucked. Okay.
Exactly.
whatever it was. So a couple things that I wanted to talk about was Darshini was really generous and she did this half-hour presentation at the, we were over at the New Earth Expo at Newport Beach when we were together, and she talked about visualization skills, and it was an exercise that we did basically to twist your body to see how far your body could twist, and then she had us close our eyes and then visualize going all the way around in our, you know, with our bodies being able to stretch it, and then go ahead and try again. And of course, everybody went further the second time.
Yeah.
So it kind
in
of shows about
that. Yeah,
in less than a minute. Yeah.
And if anyone
wants
to really do that, it is on one of the YouTubes. Look to any of the lectures because I have uploaded. And it is, if they physically want to do it, they'll see in less than a minute how they can, how your mind does not know the difference between an actual event and a made-up event. Now, that could be a good thing, and it could be a bad thing, especially to a psychopath. But,
be careful what you ask for and what you want to visualize. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So has that presentation that you did the other day already on YouTube?
Well, I did a section of it, yes. I uploaded it, and it's got about a few hits now. I put it on my Facebook, so it's in there, too.
Well, I'm going to go on it and like it, so there you go. We'll make sure that gets taken care of. And then one of the really wonderful ones, and I was really grateful that you talked about it because it was something that I learned a long, long time ago, and I totally just kind of not, you know, been practicing that, was the candle lesson. So I was wondering if you could talk about that a little bit for people.
Yes, sure. Now, the candle lesson, again, it's on the YouTube, and you'll see it If anybody really wants it, it's on the website under videos and exercises. It's the first one there, and it's a very crucial one. I've actually experienced, but thousands of my clients have experienced incredible miracles. I can't explain it any other way. As a word, as a miracle. So what I need you to, people to do is, a lot of people, and I say this in the lecture too, that they forget that there is a that they connect to spirit. In other words, they go and pray or whatever, they talk to spirit in the evenings. And I always say that it's great, but quite frankly, you're bringing incredible in power and energy. But you go ahead and go to sleep, so you put it in the pillow and you've lost it. So what I always say is, please try and do it in the morning. But with that, I would like people to go ahead and light their light a candle. Now, it doesn't need to be a designer candle. They're not really into the design of anything on the other side. 99-cent candle is fine, as long as you observe safety rules, please. But anyway, the color of the candle is totally different for everybody, and I will tell anybody who wishes to just email me on either Facebook or on the website, or just email me, and I'll give you your candle color and who your guide is. But basically, the rule one is, you need to, and it's very hard for some people because they have been disempowered so much in their life. But when you light the candle in the morning, you ask for anything and everything, which is very hard for a lot of people to do. So that means you can ask for health, wealth, finances. You can ask for anything, love. Now, there are caveats to all of these, all right? Now, caveat one. And this is the most important one. If you don't ask, you don't get. All right? So if you don't ask for it, and as I said, you know, I always loved Lamborghinis, but my mother, when she passed away, didn't produce one for me because I didn't ask for it. So it's just nice, but you need to ask for it. All right? Then the second rule is, or caveat is, if you don't, other than you ask and you get, you have to be careful what you ask for. A lot of people don't understand that they can idly ask for something. And by the way, our guides on the other side have a great sense of humor, and they will put something in. Like, they, you know, you ask for money, so you go out the door and you find a penny. So you got money. What's your problem? Right?
I see on the ground.
Yeah. And seriously, they have great senses of humor, all right? So other than that, if you are going to be specific, please don't say, oh, I'm going to have, I'd like $2,022 to pay all my bills this month. And you know what? You'll get $2,022, and that's it. Then you're stuck again. Don't be so that minutely pedantic, should I say. So be expansive. All right, and remember, money is not, you know, when I was younger, I used to think, oh, no, and in, especially in England, one never asks for money, okay, especially money or anything for yourself. So maybe it was my family, but anyway, it was a hard time for me to ask for money. But there are a lot of things that money is just a tool, and when you realize that it is just only a tool, it actually will proliferate and it actually will come to you. But you have to be, it's going to be affected by the third rule here. And that is, other than, what was the first one again, Robin?
Oh, the first one was, I blanked out. Because
you
asked me.
You want to ask for, something.
Yes, ask for everything. Ask for anything if you don't get it unless you ask.
Right.
Okay, and what's the second caveat?
The second caveat is be careful what you ask for.
Right.
Yes, good. And the third one is, in their time, not your time.
Right.
All right? Because that is the killer. Sorry?
One more time?
Okay. In their time, not your time.
It's their time, not your time. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, we get in our own way. We demand things and we expect things. Okay, it's time that we should have, I should have money in now. And as I say in the lecture, you know, if you're going to have a tantrum with spirit and say you demand money and I expect money now or else, and you're going to threaten them to, they're going to take it, and I always describe it as little dominoes, one by the, you know, one touches the other and it affects the rest of your life. So they will get the money which is due down the road to you and drop it in your lap. And what happens there is when, I always use the parody of the lottery winners, that when somebody has this huge lottery win, you'll find that a lot of them, and a vast majority, are usually bankrupt or broke or even homeless within a year or two of their winnings. So it just shows that they weren't ready for it. So life is a process, and we are learning, even sometimes at baby steps. Sometimes we go about 40 or 50 steps backwards, and these are all the lessons. But our real deep appreciation of where we are and who we are in life is only really appreciated on a 20/20 basis. In other words, going backwards, okay, in hindsight, 20/20 rather. So that those are the caveats. Rule two is, you don't need to do it, but I'd like you to. It's to say thank you. The last rule is that, not the rule, but just to know that the candle flame that is emitted, whether people believe it or not, converts to energy on the other side. And you will see that when you start lighting your candle, that sometimes the flame's really high. Mine went up one time to about a good 5-6 inches, if not a bit more than that, seven inches, from a candle that was not even, it was like a stick. And we got it on camera. But also, if it starts doing a belly dance, you'll find that any other candle in the house that's lit is just, you know, plain and regular. So you will know that they're in the house and they're listening to you and they're trying to communicate to you. And you'll be amazed. There was one story that I won't tell you who it was, but she was a manager of 800 real estate agents. And she calls me, and this woman was the epitome of efficiency. You never see her break down. She was always in handling everything in for the whole organization, an incredible lady. One day, she'd given birth about a few months before, and she calls me, and she's crying. I mean, not crying. She's actually sobbing, and she's driving. I said, "What are you doing, Lisa? Are you crazy? You've got a baby in the back, and you're in this distraught way." And she said, she explained the problem. I can't tell you. But I told her, I want you to get off the highway immediately. Go get a pink candle. Her mother had died in a horrible fire, but her mother was her guide. I said, go and ask her to help you immediately with this problem. And then she calls back within about 20, 25 minutes. And I said, what are you doing? You know, you're meant to be just controlling. And she's fine. She said, you'll never believe it. And I got a call about 15, 20 minutes later from somebody totally different that didn't even know about the problem, and it was solved. And this was before she even got to a candle.
Wow, that's great.
That's only one of the many stories I hear about the candle.
Yeah. Well, and then there was another one in the presentation that you'd done the other day about a woman who was destitute, and she basically found this wad of money, and this guy tried to give it to her, and she says, "Oh no, that's not mine." And he goes, "Yes, it is. You need to take it." And it was totally needed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she had just lost her grandfather, and that day her husband, when they came back from the funeral, went out to get milk for the three young children. And he was killed in a car crash. So it's a few months before Christmas. And it's, she's distraught, obviously. And she feels a tug on her handbag, but she doesn't think anything of it. And then that's when the man came up and swooped up this bundle of bills and said, this is yours. It literally popped out of your handbag. And it's yours. And, you know, what's the miracle there that a man would be, would be honest enough for that? And when she says it's not mine, I tell you, I know I have nothing like that. But that $700 actually got her through Christmas. And there were some other miracles that have happened. Even I witnessed one when they attended the class, some classes in Palm Springs. So it was just, I can tell you endless stories of all kinds of weird things that have happened. But
well, that sounds cool.
Manifest. Oh yeah. Some will kind of, when I teach in my classes, I kind of get some of them getting worried that ghosts are going to turn up. By the way, that's another prediction. We're going to have far more activity now, too, in and around us, because the veil is thinning because of the dimensional shifts going on. So don't be surprised, people.
Well, a way to reach out to Ms. Darshini, if anybody wants to have a private session or be learning more about her classes, you can call 714-348-9994. Again, that's 714-348-9994. And make sure to be checking out her YouTube lessons. I want, again, looking at Darshini, which is D-A-R-S-H-I-N-I. Is there any special classes coming up right immediately that you want to let our listeners know about?
Yeah, actually, we've got one coming at the Learning Light Foundation on Saturday evening, and that is actually a, it's called a Twilight, an Enchanted Evening of Twilight Sharing, and it's about the 2012, really, but it's going to be really coffee, cake, tea, and me. And
oh, my gosh, how can it be that? Again, it's food. Come on, that's all good.
Yeah, food. And it's also in a kind of little candlelit tables and a kind of an evening atmosphere, and we can what I'm going to be doing is sharing probably quite a bit of the book, the Epoch Succession, which I'm trying to get out, and which covers all these other than predictions, but of far future happenings that I'm seeing. Some things are already happening, I'm afraid, and so that's that. And then in Pasadena in the morning on Saturday, which is GIGO, which is garbage in, garbage out. And that's a class that literally, that's level one. And it's really, it takes 3 months to get through on three phases. But it removes and addresses all the things that we are conditioned with. So people are really faced off with, you know, why is there guilt, and how we actually, we, United Spirit and I, take away the guilt and face, show you where guilt is manifested in your life, and you understand that guilt, control, being controlled and you controlling, and procrastination, a lot of other things, ton of other things. So it's just a reconciliation with yourself if people are brave enough to go in to that class. And
okay, we're out of time, and I just want to thank you again, Darshini, for being our guest chef tonight.
Thank you.
And we're totally going to have her back in the future. So we want to thank you guys all, and we'll see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.